This is Mike Clark with Showbiz Radio, and I am backstage at a rehearsal of Port City Playhouse's production of To Jillian on her 37th birthday, and I'm talking with Katie Jentick, who plays the role of Kevin. Thanks for talking with us.
No problem. My pleasure.
So how does Kevin fit into the title character of Jillian? How is she affiliated with her?
First of all, she knows David better than she ever knew Jillian because she took David's English courses in college and actually had something of a friendship with him. My interpretation is she knew Jillian, probably not too well, but she probably had met her on a couple of occasions. So she's not as familiar with her as the family members are, obviously. She is more of an observer of the family dynamic that's taking place right now. She doesn't see a lot of the heated arguments that arise among the family members, but she's kind of having that third-party perspective of what's going on, I think, kind of helps David and Rachel in particular, since she relates to them, step outside of themselves, step outside of the family, and become more self-aware of their situation and to think outside the box, so to speak, to maybe move forward instead of getting stuck in this self-absorption that they've been in for the last 2 years, all these personalities clashing and trying to get what they want rather than stepping outside to look at how the entire family can benefit.
Has that been kind of hard, trying to get into the mindset of this person?
Actually, I find her to be very natural. I mean, it's more of a natural part for me than others I've played. I'm used to doing comedies and kind of over-the-top characters, and she's very, very grounded. And it's kind of a nice change for me just to be very real. That's really what she is. She's very real. She's very direct. She knows what she wants. So it's been a different experience, challenging in a different way.
So what type of challenges have been presented? Is Kevin like you or is she unlike you?
I find that she and I have similar experiences, not exactly the same. I don't have a child, but relationship experience definitely have been similar. So that's something that I've been able to tap into going into this part. So that part has come rather naturally, I think. The character history has been a little more challenging. That's something that we've done a lot of discussion on. And trying to really delve into her background and see how she came to where she is today has been where the challenge lies.
We've seen you in several shows, have all been comedies or funny musical type things. So do you prefer musicals and comedies over dramas? I think this is the very first drama we've seen you in.
Yeah, this is the first drama I've been in since college, actually. So it's a change, and I like it in a different way. Like I said, it comes more naturally. I enjoy the comedies very much, and I find them to be most challenging because of the timing. It's all in the timing, as they say. And making sure there's a lot more focus, I find, that goes into some comedic characters. You really can't second-guess your choices when you're playing a funny part on stage. If you do, the audience reads that, and they get uncomfortable. So with this, it's like I said, it's very natural, so it's more straightforward. It's more tapping into personal experiences and drawing on those, whereas with comedic characters, it's hard to find experiences in life that necessarily match the experiences and the nuances of the funnier parts that I've played. So, but I enjoy both. Musicals are always a challenge, so with the music and trying to do comedy and music at the same time can be a lot to focus on at one time.
A few weeks ago there was a character workshop with the director, and all the people in the show talked about their characters and their motives and things like that. Have you done anything like that before?
A little bit. When I did Anton and Show Business here at Port City, we did some discussion of that. It was a different experience. It was almost like being put on the spot a little more, whereas the previous, when I did that for Anton, was more talking about the characters, whereas with this, we were supposed to be in character, so it was kind of like improv, you know, thinking on the spot. We didn't know what questions were going to be thrown at us, so we kind of had to make something up, and, you know, some of the characters were asked the same questions, had different answers, so that's something we need to make sure we're all in agreement on, you know, how long have these people known each other and such. So it's definitely a new experience doing that, and I found it very beneficial, actually, to give that much thought to the characters' history and their motives and what they think about the other characters and what their feelings are in these scenes that they're in. So it was definitely a new and beneficial experience for the part.
Switching the subject, I don't think I've asked anybody else this question in the show. Have you seen the movie version of To Jillian?
I have not seen the movie version, but I've heard about it. I've heard it's very different from the play. Part of the reason I haven't watched it is a lot of times when you already have a certain way of presenting a character in mind from previous performances you've seen, whether on screen or on stage, that can limit you to developing a character. So for that reason, I haven't been too eager to see it, but it would be good at this point, now that I've kind of figured out how I want Kevin to be, her quirks and what have you. It would be interesting to go back and see how the actress playing her in the movie portrayed the part.
Something I have asked most of the other people is, how do you learn your lines? Everybody has a different style.
Honestly, whenever I sit down to learn lines, it's usually pretty well into the run of rehearsal, and by then I realize that I already know them. I just didn't quite realize I did, because when you have the book in hand, it's like a crutch. You don't want to let it go, but finally you do, and you realize that you don't need it after all. So usually when I sit down to learn lines, it's more like a refresher almost, because I've gone through them so many times. It also depends on the script. Some scripts are easier to learn because the responses you have to what other characters are saying are very natural. This play is more along those lines. I had a harder time with like Anton and Show Business because I had a lot of off-the-wall, non-sequitur monologues that really had nothing to do with what was going on. They were kind of stream of consciousness, so those were a little harder to grasp. But this is Kevin being the way she is. She's one thought follows another, and it makes sense.
How about in the show, you have a relationship with David's daughter, Rachel. How's that been in real life, getting to know Morgaine better?
I find in person when I'm with Morgaine, I find I'm much more, I feel a lot younger than I am. I feel like kind of like, yeah, I'm a cool kid again. Well, whatever. Whereas Kevin is more motherly. She has a daughter of her own, so I think she's more protective of Rachel. It's been a good experience to relate to teenagers, and you know, I'm kind of amazed at how mature both Morgaine and Megan are for their ages, because when I was that age, I was much more timid and introverted, but they, you know, they don't seem to be fearful of adults at all, whereas I was. So it's been very cool to see that they are, you know, they're not afraid to speak their mind.
Is there anything else you'd want to share with us? Like, what are your plans after this show? Anything?
I do have auditions coming up for a couple shows that I'm interested in, so hopefully in the January time frame I'll be somewhere performing, I'm hoping. I'm also just recently became a board member of Dominion Stage, which they're currently tonight and yesterday holding auditions for The Wild Party. And, oh, shameless plug, their show, A Beautiful Thing, is currently running at Gunston Middle School over on Lang Street in Arlington, directed by Scott Olson, and that runs Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. So go see it.
Okay, well, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.